I recently received my doctorate in astronomy. So mapping trans-Neptunian planets is a cakewalk. But tracking the trajectory of my financial future? Not so much. Fortunately, I've got TIAA. They helped me figure out a long-term personalized plan for my finances that I'm, well, over the moon about.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA. Created to serve, built to perform.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
All right, welcome, welcome to the show. Oh, we're getting started with a good one already. Bucket Strategy Investing Program. It's where you get the best in money information every single day right here on the show. I'm Johnny Dean. I've got Professor Rick Plum here from Lucia Capital Group. And as usual, we're ready to answer your money questions. We're standing by, maybe, potentially, helping you to meet all of your retirement goals. That's our goal here on the show. We're going to kick it off today with a couple of phone calls. We'll take the calls first, but we're also going to be talking a little bit about filing an extension on your taxes. Yeah, of course. We're getting close to that time. People getting nervous. Question is, should you do it? Should you file an extension? What are the good things? What are the bad things? The pros, the cons of delaying filing your return, officially filing it anyway. Maybe you've looked at your situation, you know? Maybe you decided you just need more time, or maybe you're waiting for one of those K-1 forms or some other document that hasn't yet arrived. Well, whatever the case, if you are looking at an extension, we'll kind of give you the good and the bad, the pros, the cons of doing so coming up in just a little bit. Now, if you got a question for the Brain Trust, you give us a call. I would suggest you do so right now, 877-PLANNER. That's 877-752-6637. We do have some lines open. We got some folks on hold. We're going to take the calls first, but you might want to get on board with the Brain Trust right now, because you never know how quickly the phone lines are going to fill up. To send us your emails, yes, we will get to those today. You go over to wealthed.com. You click on the Find Your Answer link near the top of the page. Professor Plum here again today, courtesy of the wonderful people, the advisors at Lucia Capital Group. You know by now, after seeing us, you hear us for so many years, that you need a buckets plan, you need a strategy, you need one that's tailored specifically to meet your goals and your individual needs. You call the professor, you call anyone at Lucia Capital Group at this number right here, 800-644-1150. That's the off-air number. You can meet with an advisor, get your strategy set up, get it all going. Everyone's situation is different. Of course, everyone's retirement plan is also different, hence their strategy. Once again, reach the number to reach Lucia Capital Group off the air. Talk to Professor Plum. He's a lonely guy sometimes. 800-644-1150. Somebody had to say it.
Well, it's because I hang out with guys like you.
That's what it is.
It's just a lonely time.
That's it. What are you going to do, talk to a guy like me? I don't think so. All right, 877-PLANNER is our number on the air, PLANNER. We're going to get into some of this tax stuff. We got a few people on hold, a couple anyway, and we're going to get to these calls first, so we'll talk to them, and then we'll kind of get into the topic at hand. 877-752-6637. Let's start off with Linda in Spokane, Washington. Hello, Linda.
Hi, Professor Plum. Good morning, Johnny. How are you guys?
Doing very well. How are you doing today?
Great. I think I've got a real general question, if I can. I'm dealing with two different living trusts. Dad passed away in 2006, and Mom passed away last month. So both living trusts are in effect. All the assets have been moved into the trusts over the years. Mom had Alzheimer's for 10 or 12 years at least. And so I've been handling all the affairs, but now I need to wrap up everything, I guess. I don't even know the word for it.
Right, and so the trust... When your dad died 10 years ago, did he just turn, basically, was a new trust created at that time, or he just basically gave everything to Mom and said, Mom continues managing it, holding it, and running it as it was before, it's just now there's only one trustee instead of two?
It was a mirror image trust, I believe. Mom already had Alzheimer's at that point, so I took care of everything but she was the lone beneficiary at that point.
Okay, but you were the only trustee.
My sister and I, yes.
So, but there was only one trust at that time?
No, two different trusts, his and hers.
Okay, his and hers. Okay, his would have become irrevocable at that time, and then hers may still have been a living trust. And then her. So now you have these two trusts, and somewhere in the language it should say what happens when the second spouse dies. Either they get commingled back together, and then they're distributed accordingly, you know, as this trust says, or something is being, or one of them just says, you know, this gets distributed outright to the two girls, or however it goes. Somewhere in the trusts, it'll tell you exactly what to do, whether you continue with the trusts or whether you make the distributions. Now, you should, when Dad died and he had a separate trust, there should have been a new tax ID number created for that trust. And then Mom's...
Yes, he, okay, and he had the EIN.
Okay, and Mom's had her own Social Security number until she passed, and then a new tax ID number should be issued to that trust because she's unfortunately no longer with us and the trust is still here. It has its own tax ID number separate from her for this point forward. And now you just have to follow what the trust says. If it says, you know, make sure the trustees pay the final expenses and then whatever's left goes split 50-50 between my two daughters, or I don't know if you're the only siblings or not, but however they say to be distributed, you get to have the fun of distributing it.
Okay. Do I start? I did get the EIN for Mom.
Okay.
And I start contacting the, I guess it was mutual funds and one IRA, but the IRA was the only thing not in the living trust.
Right.
It,
who was,
it has both of us as beneficiaries.
Okay. And so that was Mom's IRA. And so
yes.
you were each named as beneficiaries. So that will not be handled by the trust. You will each open a beneficiary IRA. The money will be split by whatever percentage, probably 50-50, that was in Mom's IRA and be sent to your individual beneficiary IRA. Your sister gets half, you get half. And now you have required minimum distributions going forward from those individual beneficiary IRAs. You can always take out more, or you can take out just the required minimum distribution. But what you do doesn't affect what your sister does. What your sister does doesn't affect what you do. You have control over these accounts. You don't have to wait till 59 and a half. You have to start taking money out this year. She passed away last year. And so those are separated. The IRA company will do that for you or help you with that. But you open a new beneficiary IRA for those accounts, one for you, one for your sister. Then we go back to the trust. What does the trust say? We have to make sure that we pay off or get rid of all final, call the credit card companies, tell them that Mom passed away, contact Social Security. Obviously, I think you've already done that. And just start, you know, shifting everything out of the name of the trust to the appropriate beneficiaries. Pay all the bills first and then start sending the money down. Whether you send it in, you know, you split the mutual fund, you got XYZ Growth Fund and it's got 3,427 shares. You take half the shares, put it in your name, take half the shares, put it in your sister's name. Or you can sell it all and then split the cash. It depends on how the trust wants to be handled.
Okay, okay, sounds good. Back to the IRA for just a second.
Sure.
You mentioned, do I still need to take RMD for this year, for 2016, since she was alive in March?
Oh, she passed away. Yes, she has not taken any money out of it this year?
Not for this year, no, we did RMD last year.
Right, and she, because she lived into this year and unfortunately passed before the end of it, it's still her required minimum distribution this year. So
okay,
it's easier to take the RMD and then split the remaining assets between you and your sister's beneficiary IRAs. And then starting next year, the year following the year of death, the required minimum distribution is based on your individual ages going forward. But this year, it's still her required minimum distribution.
Okay, great. That'll help that. Okay, since I have the EIN number, I just start contacting and liquidating, it sounds like.
Yeah, you can. And then once you make sure that you've got all the whatever debts are there, if any, once they're all satisfied, you can start distributing money to the named beneficiaries, probably you and your sister.
Yes, that, we're at the bottom of the tree here, end
yeah.
of the tree.
Well, you get to, once all the bills are paid, just assuming that the trust doesn't say anything about, you know, continuing management, because Mom didn't trust, obviously she trusted you, you've been handling the money for the last 10 years. You're just going to end up settling out and splitting it up.
Yeah, I think that's where it was at. Dad put everything into the trust because he knew Mom was coming down with Alzheimer's. So
yeah.
Good move by your dad, really.
Yeah, he listened to you guys for many, many years, and I think he took most of your advice. So I really appreciate you guys all these years. We've been listening to you.
Well, thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you, Linda. We appreciate that. If you have any other questions or need some more help, please hold on, and we'll talk to you more about this off the air.
Well, this now, is, you know, we talk about living trusts and how they're there to, you know, most people look at them purely to avoid probate and to make it easier on the heirs. But there are times where they come in play prior to somebody's passing, where management, not just for the heirs, is an issue, but management for the grantor, the person that created it, whose assets the money belongs to, you know, they created it. This was an area where the living trust, without the living trust, they would have had to have gone and gotten a conservatorship.
And that would have been,
that's,
well,
just legal nightmare.
It is. I mean, it can be. I don't know.
It's not the worst thing in the world.
No, but
it's not as easy as what Linda did.
No, it can be, because once the father realized, you know, we need to take care of this now, something could happen, and it did. He sets it up when he's alive. There's no question, which is one of the nice things I think about these living trusts. You've set it up. There's no probate. There's nothing to prove. No conservatorship. It's just done.
So that handles all the assets that are not in the IRA, but they don't handle the assets in the IRA. So along with the living trust, it sounds like they also had a power of attorney for the IRA so that the trustees or somebody named in the power of attorney could deal with the IRA custodian, because mom couldn't. Because the IRA custodian's not supposed to take direction from anybody but the owner, unless the owner has granted authority to somebody else through a power of attorney.
Yes, and apparently I guess that's
what they did. They did.
Absolutely. Okay, well, we got more to talk about. If you have any other questions, we just now got three lines open, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. We're here to answer all your money questions, estate questions, Social Security, retirement planning, annuities, insurance, doesn't matter. We've got the Brain Trust here to answer those questions for you. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. We're coming right back.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3.
Helping you out with your money right here, Bucket Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, talking to you about any aspect, every aspect of finance, money, saving, retirement, Social Security. Oh, by the way, did I say Social Security? I did, didn't I? Professor Plum, you and I are going to do another show this afternoon and every Tuesday afternoon. It's the Social Security Show with me, Johnny Dean, and Professor Rick Plum. 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern time. We do this every week, as I said, and we answer all your questions, at least as many as we can. We get a lot of emails on Social Security. We keep a lot of them for that show. There are also a couple of voicemail questions, and there's a way to do that. We'll tell you more about that later, but you can join us only at wealthed.com. It's only online, W-E-A-L-T-H, wealthed.com. Get a lot of questions from people, and it's quite popular. It's only about a half hour or so. A lot of information crammed in that 1.5 hour. So join us Tuesday afternoons, 1 Pacific, 4 Eastern, for the Social Security Show. Again, that's only at wealthed.com. All right, our number, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. All right, I mentioned filing an extension here at the top of the hour. It's on some people's minds.
It's on a lot of people's minds right now.
It really is. And I've known some people who say, or maybe they're new to the game, and they say, you know, I just don't feel like doing it, so all I'm going to do is file an extension. I really don't want to pay right now.
Or life got too hectic, and they couldn't get everything together. They're looking for their receipts for their charitable contributions. They're looking for everything they can, because when they did their first run at the tax return, it was like, holy cow, what? I owe, huh?
Exactly.
And so they're looking for some time to figure out a way, if any, to help themselves. Maybe pay a little less in taxes.
Okay, now before we get into some of the pros and cons of it, does the so-called safe harbor rule or elections, does that play a part in determining how much you actually have to pay? Because we know that filing an extension does not get you out of paying by the due date of the return.
No, the safe harbor rules only get you out of penalties. Mm. And so if you have paid in the appropriate amount, then you don't owe any more penalties.
Yes.
Now, if you don't pay, if you're short a little bit when you ultimately get your return done by October, you still owe the interest on the money that you were supposed to pay them by April. But you don't have the penalty at that point. It's because you've met your obligation to pay in the right amount of money.
Okay, so let's say you've looked at your taxes, you've been doing them for a little while, and you just realize, as you just said, I owe what now?
Yes.
You know, for whatever reason, your circumstances dictate that perhaps you kind of like to get a little more time to get this together. What can you do? You can't, you know, pay the 10 grand or whatever you happen to owe for this year.
Well, there's a couple things. If you're not looking for more time to do your return, but you found out you owe 10 grand, 5 grand, whatever the number is, and you're saying, I haven't got that, you can file your return on time. We're not looking for a reason to extend the return because it's wrong or we don't have the right information. We're looking for a reason to not pay it, or at least not pay it as fast. When you file the return, you can apply for a payment plan if you owe money and say, okay, I'm filing on time. I know my return's right and I still owe the money. I'm not filing an extension for, you know, a reason to try to create a time horizon. As you mentioned, you still owe the taxes today up to the point
where you file the return, anything that you don't pay today could be penalized and will be interest payments on top of it. So when you're not, you're supposed to pay everything up by April 15th, April 18th this year. But if you, and so the reason to extend your return is because you don't have all the information together, or there might be something else that you can do to the return after the fact. But if you know that your return is what it is and it's not going to change just by extending it, you just don't have the money to file, you know, you can file for a payment plan when you file the return. So you still would file your return. You've paid in your withholdings and whatever you can pay today. And with the file, you, you know, with the filing, you request a payment plan, and they will put a payment plan now together for you.
Okay, so you're supposed to pay what you owe, or at least, what is it, 90% of what...
you're supposed to pay what you owe, okay, but there are the safe harbors to avoid penalty.
Right, so but you may not know what you owe yet because you haven't gotten all your documents in yet. So what do you do?
You do what the best case estimate would be. You're basically looking at, okay, I know what my... Most of the time, people are not looking at the incomes. They have a pretty good idea of what the incomes are. They're worried about the expenses, whether it's the expenses of the business, whether it's charitable deductions, whether it's... one of the reasons to extend is to save up some money to make a SEP contribution if you're self-employed, the ability to put money into a retirement plan. We can still do that with an extension. You can't do that an IRA that way, but you can do a SEP that way. So, but you still have to project, okay, my income is going to be X, my expenses are going to be Y, therefore I owe Z, and I pay that up to date. Now, if I'm a little bit off, I'll either make up the difference or get a refund when I actually do file my return before the October 15th deadline.
Yeah.
So you try to get as close as possible. I was talking with somebody that was filing an extension yesterday because they owe $4,500 in taxes. But some of that is because they haven't been able to, they know they've made charitable deductions. They know they've got a list. They've got an itemized list for the different times that they made their charitable deductions. They had planned on working on it this week, and relatives from out of town, and they couldn't get to it, and they just can't get everything together in time to file on time. So they're going to make a lowball estimate of what their charitable deductions were to see what the tax might be. They're going to pay what they owe up to this point, and they'll probably get a refund when they actually file their return, rather than not paying anything today and then having to pay a lot more in October. You're going to pay it one way or the other. So, but it's all a matter of putting together as much high-quality estimates as possible on the income side and the expense side.
All right, so if anybody questions it, they come to you and say, well, how did you get that, arrive at that amount? You can at least...
Well, they probably won't ever come to you, because by the time the IRS comes to you, you will have already filed your actual return.
Well, you would think so. Yes.
Yeah, they're not going to.
The whole point is you don't want to do a non-filing penalty, which can add up.
Yeah, non-filing penalty is 5% of the tax owed, the ultimate tax owed, per month,
up to 25%,
with a maximum penalty of 25%. Yeah, that's a pretty good penalty. I'd rather avoid that one if possible.
Sure.
So not filing is much worse than filing, even if you owe some money, and going on a payment plan and paying a little interest.
Yes. Now, we'll also get into some of the consequences of not filing your taxes, which is another interesting point. When you file an extension, you mentioned October. You have until as late as October 15th, or is that also the 18th this year?
I haven't looked at the calendar.
All right. I got to look at it. But let's call it just for our sake, October 15th, because that's normally what it is, unless the 15th happens to fall on a Saturday or Sunday.
Or so a holiday. Either, I don't think there's any holidays in there.
I have no idea. So, but you have until that time. Now, that doesn't mean you have to wait until then. You can file your tax return
anytime you get it ready.
But you have up until that October date to actually get it done.
Yes. And so if you're filing on time, you're filing an extension, now you can work on it. And one of the advantages of it is right now is crunch time for anybody that you're looking for help from.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking for a tax preparer, CPA type preparer, or somebody that's helping with taxes, right now is, if you can talk to them, they're probably pretty grumpy, and they're working off of major caffeine infusions of coffee, and you may want to catch them a couple of weeks after April 15th when they've caught some sleep and they can get their head back into your return, rather than just continuing with what they were doing. So that may be a reason for some extension time, too.
Yes, and I should imagine, I should mention this, too, that some people think that filing an extension is an automatic, what they call, red flag, that if you're filing an extension, all of a sudden you're put into some special bin that says, something's going on here.
They must
that
be cheating. Not, they're filing an extension.
Exactly. That
doesn't work that way.
That is not the case. So there'll be a couple more reasons you may want to file an extension. We'll talk about those. We'll talk about some of the reasons why you may not want to do it, or at least some of the cons of doing this kind of a thing. Some time, but not a lot, to fund some of those IRAs.
Up until October 17th.
There it is. I knew it. I thought so. All right.
15th is a Saturday.
There it is. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. Questions and answers when we come back on Buckets Strategy Investing.
Many investors are well aware of the start the stock market had in 2016. According to CNN and other news agencies, the Dow dropped 5.5%, NASDAQ fell 7.8%. The losses raised the fear of whether we could be heading for another sustained market downturn like 2008, and for many it raised the question, what should I do now? If the bumpy start to the year raised questions about how your retirement strategy may be exposed to market volatility, or if you don't have a strategy that takes stock fluctuation into account, schedule a consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor to review your portfolio. Learn what options you may have to take a fragile market into account. Contact a Lucia Capital Group advisor at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or turn to us for education, advice, and planning online at wealthed.com. Wealthed.com. Advisory services offered through Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and member SIPC. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principle.
How would you rate your financial literacy? Is there more that you can do and more you should do to educate yourself about investing?
The November 2015 S&P Global Financial Literacy Survey determined that 2 in 3 adults worldwide are considered illiterate regarding their knowledge of basic financial concepts. The United States ranked only 14th worldwide in financial literacy.
So where can you go for information and guidance? Where can you build your knowledge base to help you make informed financial decisions?
WealthEd.com is the website focused on financial literacy and wealth education. WealthEd.com features an extensive on-demand video content library for education, planning, and advice that you can access for free.
WealthEd.com's original and exclusive programming features Lucia Capital Group certified financial planner professionals and retirement planning strategists.
WealthEd.com.
Online, on demand, WealthEd.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry and light solution to pain. The Lidocare pain patch from the makers of Blue Emu for long-lasting relief you can wear. Available at CVS.
Napa know-how!
Knowing you can get 20% off almost everything at Napa, I bet you'd start thinking, I could use some headlamps, shop gloves, a new ratchet set. Then you'd think, how am I going to carry all this? Simple. The Napa 5-gallon bucket. Buy one for $3.99, get 20% off almost everything you can fit in it, and a dollar goes to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. 20% off the stuff you want, plus a bucket to carry it all home in. That's Napa know-how. Participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Some exclusions apply. Minimum 3 items. Offer expires 4/30/16.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Market Strategy Investing. We're here for you every day answering your money questions. We've got some lines open right now. 877-PLANNER, our number. I'm Johnny Dean. Professor Rick Plum here with me from Lucia Capital Group, the Brain Trust, talking to you about your money, about your dough, about your retirement, about your strategies, anything that's on your mind from a financial standpoint. 877-PLANNER is our number, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. So before we get to some of the consequences of not filing your taxes, first of all, on the some of the reasons to file an extension. First of all, it's free. That's easy to do.
It's automatic if you file.
Exactly.
It's not like you have to get it approved.
Right. And we mentioned that you avoid that late filing penalty, even though this doesn't get you out of paying the taxes that you owe. You certainly don't get that late filing penalty.
I mean, if you're filing and you're worried about what you owe, not filing and owing even more isn't the right way to do it.
Exactly, exactly. As Professor Plum also said, your accountant may have a little bit more time for you later on, April, May, perhaps June.
And not Tuesday next week, after.
No.
Because they pretty much shut down the pull the blinds down, lock the doors, and go to sleep for about a week.
Well, that's part of it, too. You want somebody who's refreshed. Now, one of the things that I thought was that it would give you a little bit more time to reverse your Roth conversion, although I guess you're saying you can pretty much do that any time. That has nothing necessarily to do with filing an extension, right?
No, filing an extension or not filing an extension, you could have filed your return in, the 1st of March, and then sometime in August, September, you decide, you know what, I should not have done that Roth conversion last year. You can still undo it, even if you filed, whether you filed an extension, don't file an extension. The one thing that you can't do without the extension is wait to fund your retirement plan, your SEP. This is for business owners only. This is not a traditional IRA. A traditional IRA cannot be funded after the due date of the return, not including extensions. So an IRA or a Roth IRA, it's got to be done by April 18th this year. There's no extension for funding that. But a retirement plan for work, because it is a business contribution. The SEP is not you, the person, putting money in. It's the business putting the money in. And they give them a little bit more time to create, to file their returns and still contribute to the retirement plan. So a SEP, one of the reasons, I mean, I've done it in the past, back in the old days where I was self-employed for part of my income. I wanted to reduce my income tax liability, and I looked at it and said, I know that number's right, and I don't like it. But if I put money together in a SEP, then I don't owe as much money. But I didn't have enough money to do the SEP and pay the taxes as of April 15th. So I went on extension so that I paid what I would pay for my return, assuming I was able to get the money together by the time I filed with my SEP contribution.
So you were projecting into the future. You're saying,
here's all that matters.
With my SEP contribution, here's what I'm going to wind up owing.
If I can come up with that $15,000 to put in there, then it reduces my tax liability by five, whatever the number is. I can do that, or
that's
I can't
money.
Do that, whatever the numbers are.
Well, it's money you get to keep.
Right.
As opposed to just
taking it out of pocket A, put it in pocket B,
right.
And don't let Uncle Sam's pockets get a hold of it.
Exactly, because they just shred it all up. Now, so fund a SEP. If you're looking to fund a SEP, if you're
a business owner,
you can do so. A Simplified Employee Pension, SEP. Now, some of the cons in this, one of them seems weird, which you'd say, why would you file an extension if you're waiting for a refund? But if you are waiting for a refund and you file an extension, obviously you're not going to get that until your actual tax return comes through.
Well, for some people, they don't know that they're actually waiting for a refund, but they also know that they don't have all the right information. they think they're going to get a refund, but they don't have the right information. And so instead of filing an amended return later, you file an extension and then file the appropriate return in a couple months when you get the right information. Mm-hmm. A lot of people go on extension even though they think they're going to have a refund if they have partnerships and or other complicated tax situations where, in many cases, yes, we are supposed to receive the appropriate tax forms well in advance of the April 15th normally deadline of filing. Unfortunately, for those of you that have had partnerships or are in partnerships, whether you're a general or limited partner, K-1 distributions notoriously come out late and notoriously get corrected after the April deadline.
Yeah, even if that box is checked that says this is the final K-1.
I mean, if you've ever dealt with K-1s, a lot of times they're going, somebody's out there going, oh, yeah, I know exactly what he's talking about.
Yeah.
And so I know people that have these types of partnerships, and they just automatically go on extension thinking, why even bother filing until I get the real one in June or July?
Because you're only going to have to file an amended return, and that's really kind of a hassle to do. So if you are getting a refund, you will have to wait for it. In that, now, you also said this. You still owe interest on the amount, whatever you come up with. So if you guess wrong on what you owe on the taxes?
I think that the way I've worked my taxes out, I think it's going to be around, I owe them $5,000. And so I pay them the $5,000. But the reality was I overestimated what I was going to get back. And so when I do actually file the return, I still owe them another $2,000 or $3,000. I'm going to owe some interest on that $2,000 or $3,000. Now, it's not a huge number because interest rates are pretty low, but it's a number. And so you'll have to...
Are there penalties on that too, or just the
interest?
There's
no penalty on that as long as you're within the safe harbor rules.
Right, okay. And the safe harbor rules, very quickly, let's go over those.
90% of this year's projected tax liability. So if I owe $10,000 total for the year, not what I owe in April, but total tax liability for the year, as long as I've paid my $9,000, 90% of the actual liability in or more, then I don't have a penalty when I file. Or if I don't want to deal with this year's projection, I can use last year's actual tax liability. Now, again, it's not what you paid in April. And a lot of people say, well, I got a refund last year, so I don't have to do any, I don't have to worry about it. No, it's the actual tax liability. If you look at your form, whatever your tax form is, you look at the line that says, this is your total tax liability. As long as you've paid in 100% of that number, then you've met the safe harbor rule. Now, if last year's adjusted gross income, we were talking about this yesterday, if the adjusted gross income is over $150,000, then you must pay for the safe harbor 110% of last year's actual tax liability. Now, you can choose to pay the lower of the two, either the 110%, that's one set, or the 90%. Whichever one gives you the lower liability to pay, that's the safe harbor. You don't have to pay the higher of the two, just the lower of the two.
Yeah.
So if you have a very volatile income, like some salespeople,
self-employed
individuals,
yes, exactly.
This year they make $300,000, last year they made $30,000, and next year maybe another $50,000 a year, they don't really know. You can base it on the lower so that I don't want to pay 100% of last year's tax liability if last year was a banner year and this year isn't going to go as well.
And by the way, I should remind you too, even if you file an extension, and you decide you're going to get this in by October, what is it now? It's the 17th this year. 18th? No, 15th on a Saturday.
15th on a Friday.
October?
Oh, October. I thought you said April.
No, you're filing an extension.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, 17th.
And you wait until...
I am so sorry.
Well, that's all right. You're already gone. You've already gone fishing, is what I said. You're not here tomorrow, so your brain's half bye-bye. October 17th, even if you wait. Keep in mind, it doesn't get any easier in October. I mean, you're going to have to get this done. So after October, you can't file any more extensions, meaning that you got to get it done.
At some point, the tax return does have to actually be created appropriately, correctly, and be dealt with.
Right. And the 6 months goes by rather quickly.
And a lot of people just set it off and say, well, I got plenty of time. And all of a sudden, the next thing you know, you're in crunch time again, and now you don't have the ability to extend again.
Right. If the kids are trick-or-treating and you're still doing your taxes, you're too late. All right.
They start early in their neighborhood. You get a better yield that way. We want candy, baby.
Yeah, that's right. We're trick-or-treating October 3rd or something. Okay, so now what happens if you don't file your taxes? Very quickly. And I will get some of these emails. By the way, 877-PLANNER, we got some lines open if you want to call and ask your money question. Brain Trust is standing by. You said this, 5% per month if you don't file.
of the amount that you actually owe.
Right. Now, this is if you don't file at all. 5% per month up to a 25% penalty.
Yes.
Also, if you're getting a refund, now there's no penalty for not filing, but you obviously aren't going to get your refund.
Right. I mean, you don't actually have to file an extension if you're getting a refund.
No, you can.
Of course, do you want to take that bet and then have to show up late with an extra 25% because you miscalculated?
Well,
and
that's
instead
the other
of getting
thing.
A refund,
exactly.
You actually owe?
Delay. That's true. I had that question yesterday. I mean, it might have been on the afternoon show that we do. And it was, if I owe money, or if I don't owe money, if I'm going to get a refund, does it even matter that I even file a tax return?
No.
I mean, you know, if I'm getting an $8 refund from the feds and maybe I have live in a state where I don't have a state income tax, I don't have to worry about it. Is it really worth me going in and doing all this work for $8?
I would do it for $8 because you could be wrong and it could turn out that you owe money.
That's
because
exactly
you miscalculated
why.
What you were doing. And not only would you owe the money, but now you owe the 25% penalty when you finally get around to 5 months later filing your return.
When they say 25%, it's 25% of what you actually, of the tax you actually owe.
The tax you owe, yes.
So maybe instead of getting an $8 refund, you owed $8.
Yes.
So at some point, you're going to have to pay a
$10. Yeah.
It's going to go up to $10. Then it's going to go up to $12. The next thing you know, No, it's going
to
go up to 10
high.
Total. Right. It's not 25%. It's 25%.
But most
total.
People don't owe $8.
No, they don't owe
$8. They owe $8,000.
Which actually,
and the penalty becomes
$2,000. Yeah, so don't do that. A couple more. We got to take a break. A couple more consequences. We'll get to those.
What's the most you've ever owed on April? In April,
I'll tell you off the air. Because
yeah.
I got to think about it. Actually, it was the year. Well, because it goes way back. The most I ever owed as a proportion of my income goes back to 1986.
Yeah. I don't know that one, but I did owe a five-figure one once, and it scared the heck out of me.
It does. I mean, you see that number there, and you just
freeze.
That's why
I did the SEP that year.
You did the SEP that year. 877-PLANNER. Lines open. Call now. Brain Trust standing by. Coming right back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
If you were born on or after January 2nd, 1954, listen carefully. Recent changes enacted by the Social Security Administration as part of the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 may impact your Social Security benefits. The policy that previously enabled spouses at full retirement age to claim spousal benefits while allowing their own benefit to grow has been discontinued. This could mean the accrual of additional benefits may no longer be available to you. Changes will also soon be implemented regarding file and suspend claiming strategies. Find out the latest rules, regulations, and restrictions by calling the Social Security hotline at 800-838-0483. The call is free and may clarify some of the new Social Security rules that could affect your benefits. If you were born after January 2nd, 1954, you could be affected. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
Set it and forget it. Out of sight, out of mind, hands off. For many investors, that's how they perceive their 401k plans. Even when they leave their jobs, they leave their 401k investments untouched. Is there more you can do for your retirement with some hands-on guidance supported by a strategy? Learn the options and potentially the advantages. Schedule a rollover review with Lucia Capital Group. Learn how easy it is to take control of your retirement by rolling a 401k into a buckets portfolio. The retirement planning advisors at Lucia Capital Group work directly with each client to develop a strategy geared to their goals. Learn how you may be able to diversify your retirement plan. Take a closer look at the fees you may be paying with an old 401k that's out of sight, out of mind. Call Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, according to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Bucket Strategy Investing, and hey, guess what? There's another hour just ahead in many cities, if not most, locations around the country. If you don't get the other hour for whatever reason, you can tune in at wealthed.com, our website, wealthed.com, which is where you also email us. We'll get to an email in just a couple of moments. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, talking to you about your money. 877-PLANNER, we do have some lines open, so if you want to give us a call, ask us your money question. 877-752-6637. Okay, before we get to the email, we're talking just for a bit about some of the consequences of not filing your taxes. 5% per month is the penalty of what you owe, up to 25%.
The headache still continues because you're still going to have to do it?
It does, yep. It's never going to go away.
Until you file.
Hey, I've known people that have done that too, where it's just, I didn't file and I realized I owed and then I just sort of just let it go and, I'll let the chips fall where they may. Probably a very bad idea. Delay some refunds if you happen to be getting a refund. Now, as I understand it, you can forfeit some tax refunds up to 3 years if you don't. I had to do some research on this, but if you don't file your taxes.
There's a three-year time horizon to file the taxes, and after that, the tax year is closed.
Right.
So I can't file. I can't go back and file my 2009 tax return today, even if I was getting a refund.
Right. So you were owed a refund from 2010. And you say, I just figured this out for whatever reason. I think I'm going to file my taxes now in 2016. No. After 3 years, you can forfeit all of your tax refunds. Now, you've seen this too. The IRS may actually file your return for you, like a substitute return.
Uh-huh.
You've seen that.
Well, if they received some 1099s and they've got all this information about the income side of your ledger and you didn't file a return to reconcile it, they're going to say, well, here's all the income. We'll let you take the standard deduction and the personal exemption as if you're a single individual. But we say you owe us $20,000. And you say, wait, time out. I didn't owe any of that because that 1099 that you received for the sale of $1 million worth of stock, my basis was actually $1,000,001. So it was actually a loss. And so I didn't owe any taxes.
Well, they don't know that.
You're still going to get the letter in the mail.
Yep.
And that little, I swear, even if you know that you're in the right, you know that you don't owe money. When you see that letter, heart skips.
Well, it's got that little that little window in the envelope, with your name on it and that weird IRS logo.
Even when you know you've done nothing wrong, it just gives you anxiety.
Because you think, well, maybe I did.
Maybe
what did I miss?
Something.
What did I miss? Oh, no. Well, so people get afraid. And actually, there's no real reason to fear them because
unless you're cheating.
Well, unless you're cheating. Now, even if you're cheating though, and you want to come clean, they're not going to throw you in jail. Here's what happens. There's a final collection process. First of all, they're going to send everything through the mail.
Yes.
Okay, it all goes through the mail.
Not email.
Not email.
Don't
not phone calls.
To the emails
or the phone calls. I mean, eventually,
there's a treasury agent around the corner waiting to arrest you if you do not give us your Social Security number over the phone right now.
As part of the final collection process, the agents will come and knocking at your door. They could get into wage garnishment.
Yeah, but you will have known they were.
Of course, yes. Asset seizures, and finally, after all that, if you're still not responding. They can arrest you.
Well, probably one of the most famous ones there was like Willie Nelson years ago.
And Wesley Snipes was another one, I think. And they had some really shady things going on, as I understand it. All right? Okay, 877-PLANNER. We got a little bit of time, and let's get to a call or two. Let's go to Jolene next, Scottsdale, Arizona. Jolene, thanks for calling. How can we help you today?
Well, I'm hoping that you can straighten me out regarding the Start and Suspend Act with Social Security.
Sure.
I am 65. I've been drawing Social Security for the last 2 years. My husband is going to be turning 66 in July. Will that start and suspend work for us?
No. When did you start taking your benefit?
2 years ago.
Yeah, see, your benefit, you're already receiving your benefit. You've been receiving it for more than a year, so you cannot pay it back. You are not old enough to file and suspend and let your husband take a benefit from it. Now, it may not be a big issue because it may not be the right thing to do anyway. So let's talk about how large is your current benefit?
Right now they're $1,240 a month.
What is your husband's benefit going to look like?
That I don't know. I have
larger than yours?
I know he's looked at it, but I don't know.
Do you expect it to be larger than yours?
Yes.
Okay. And do either of you have any longevity in your life expectancy?
I didn't understand the question. I'm sorry.
How long are you going to live?
Yeah. Are you going to live? Is either you or your husband going to live a long time?
Well, probably my husband.
Okay. Then what you can do is not going to revolve around the file and suspend. It's going to revolve around the restricted application. He could file and suspend because he's too young too. He's not 66 until July. So neither one of you can do the file and suspend to let somebody else take a benefit. So the file and suspend is off the table. Don't worry about it. You've already started receiving your benefit, and it's probably the right thing to have done. When your husband is 66, he can choose to file for only a spousal retirement benefit from your work record. So he'll get about $750 a month. And he'll get that from age 66 until 70. And then at 70, he'll then go in and apply for his own benefit, which will be enhanced by about 32% because he waited on his own. The fact that you can still do this, or you can still do this because he was born before January 1st, 1954. He's old enough to still have this option. Yours is pretty much set in stone. Yes, you could suspend it when you turn 66, but it doesn't give you any benefit other than you going without a benefit. If you suspend it, he then can't have a benefit either. So there's no reason for you to file and suspend. Don't get worried about the April deadline. You've started taking yours. You've been getting it for 2 years. You can't pay it back. You know, just keep getting yours. When he's 66, he chooses to take only a spousal benefit from you. He will actually receive 50% of what you would have received at age 66 if you had waited until 66 to take your benefit. So it'll be more than 50% of what you're receiving. And then at 70, he goes back in and applies for his own.
Okay. I appreciate it. There's been so many different, versions of this, and it's confused us. So that's one of the reasons I called. You came highly recommended, and I appreciate your information.
You're welcome.
Jolene, thank you for calling. And yes, it's confusing.
And
I mean,
that plan for them is the best plan.
It is.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but it is.
Why not? I'll say it. Okay, if you didn't say it, I'll say it. That is the best. That's the best course of action based on the information that we've been given. All right? Let's put it that way.
The only way it's not the best way is if they both die in their young 70s.
But she had said that her husband
has longevity.
Has longevity. So again, that's why, based on the information that we've been given, anything can happen. Okay, we got to take a break. We've got another hour coming up in most cities. If you need the Brain Trust off the air, you want to talk to Professor Rick Plum, any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors, the Brain Trust, you give them a call at 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. Our number, 877-PLANNER. We're coming right back.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.